The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Diyos maray na maulan na aga sa Indogabos. Good morning po. Magandang umaga, bayan. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. Brothers and sisters, mga tugang, what Jesus said in the Gospel today is very beautiful and is very, I think, wonderful, no? To hear from our Lord that He called us friends. No? Sabi nga, no? There is no great relationship in this world than to be a friend. No? And God, Jesus, is our best friend. No? And He wants us as believers, no? To be also friend to one another. No? Friend, a true friend. Jesus is our best and true friend, my brothers and sisters. No? He always is there always in our side to help us, to comfort us. Even in the midst of this typhoon Ambo, Jesus is beside us. Jesus do not abandon us. No? You know, you will know the difference between a true friend and a false friend, no? When it comes to a time of trials. No? Sabi nga, malalaman mo daw ang iyong tunay na kaibigan sa gitna ng pagsubok. Not in the times of prosperity, no? Yung mga tunay na kaibigan, no? Hindi lang sila, no? Nandiyan kapag ka may mga kasiyahan, may kainan, no? May inuman, no? True friends are always there beside you, especially in moments of crisis. No? In moments of typhoon in your life, no? Friends are there. No? And you know, false friend, no? On the other hand, those false friends are only good, no? when they have something to get from you. Kapag wala ka nang maibigay, no? And if you have, no? If you do not give them, no? They will turn away from you. Those are false friends. And one also of the traits or characters of a false friend is they lead you to sin, kasalan. While true friend lead you to become good, to become a saint. True friend will say to you, brother, halika magsimba tayo. Brother or sister, magdasal tayo. No? And true friend understands your need. No? That is why, no? It is better that we do our best, no? To have and to find true friend, to pray our Lord, no? Na magkaroon tayo ng mabuting kaibigan. And just like Saint Isidore the farmer, no, which we celebrate today in this memorial of this mask, no, let us try to plant friends, no, not to plant enemies. Kasi mga tugang, no, tayo rin minsan ang nagtatanim o gumagawa ng ating mga kaaway. Let us do our best every day, no, to have friends, no. I-try natin magtanim ng mga kaibigan, no, hindi kaaway, no. Because it is good to have more friends than more enemies, no. But it depends also to us, no. That's why if we have Jesus as our friend, no, if we truly have also our Blessed Mother as our friend, it will be easy for us to create friends. No? It will be easy to plant friends in our lives every day. And this is a challenge for me and for all of us, no, that every day we will be able to create friends, not enemies, no. And let us ask Saint Isidore and our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Peña Francia, to help us, no, to have more friends every day. Praise be Jesus and Mary.